There are two major figures in the Catholic faith that, despite their incredible importance, hardly any mention of them is made in connection with purgatory. The first one is Saint Joseph in purgatory. You would think that the patron saint of the dying, the patron of the universal church, the one who protected Jesus from so many things, the one who provided for Jesus, a foster father of Jesus, would have whole libraries of books written about him in his interceding for the souls in purgatory. When you look him up, Saint Joseph in Purgatory on YouTube, there's hardly anything there except possibly my video that I made with Joe, someone who has a channel on Saint Joseph, because we had the same question. There are some connection with him in purgatory, but very little, and there should be more. The second one that really there should be a connection to purgatory, and for some reason, if you look it up on YouTube or on Google, there's nothing there. There's no mention is the Holy Spirit. We are, as this is being recorded, in the novena to the Holy Spirit, the first novena of the church from Ascension Thursday to Pentecost Sunday. When you look this up, there's no connection. And I ask the question, how can it be the case that the person in the Trinity that we refer to as fire has no connection to the fires of purgatory? How is that the case? We're going to get into that in today's video. We're going to talk about some scriptures that show that there is a connection, that Jesus himself makes a connection in the scriptures. And I hope that this is one of the first of many videos that begin tying these two topics together. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, Jesus describes the Holy Spirit in many ways, that he will lead us, that he will remind us of many things, that he will teach us many things. We know from our faith that he purifies us and forms us from the teachings of St. Maximilian Kolbe. He has that love between the Father and the Son, and so he forms us to be like him. Love, that he transforms us here in this life, that his principal work is sanctifying us. So it stands to reason that if the Holy Spirit's principal work is to sanctify us here on earth, he also is one of the primary workers in purgatory, sanctifying us in purgatory. Let me show you the connection in scripture. Two scriptures that refer to purgatory, sandwiching one that talks about the Holy Spirit. Now, if you don't know much about scripture, we can talk about the Markan sandwich. What is that? So Saint Mark would put a topic, another topic, and another topic, and these three connected. And what was before one and after one made a difference. That's called the Markan sandwich. Well, St. Luke does it also because it was a Jewish way of teaching, of showing the relationship between this, this, and this. So let's get right into this. The first is from Luke 12:43. We're going to hear about four different types of servants, one that goes to heaven, one that goes to hell, and two that go to purgatory. One has a severe beating, one has a light beating. So Jesus makes two distinctions in purgatory. Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property, those that go to heaven. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and in an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him to a place with the unfaithful, those that go to hell. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely, a severe purgatory. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly, a light purgatory. Brant Petrie also talks about this, so this is not just my idea. Others have seen this as well, that these are four types of servants: heaven, hell, severe purgatory, light purgatory. Now let's go on to the very next section. Jesus, a cause for division. Verse 49, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. What's that fire? Obviously, Pentecost and the Holy Spirit on fire for God's love. But Jesus makes this interesting connection in the next verse. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Now let me make the mystical connection here that most people miss. Jesus also uses the idea of baptism in the Holy Spirit. You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Baptism means to plunge. And the baptism that Jesus is going to be plunged into is a baptism of suffering, the cross. So there is a connection between fire and being plunged into suffering. And he wants the whole world to undergo it. What does this mean? That we love God so much that we literally are willing to and actually do suffer for him willingly. just like Jesus did. Those that don't do it here on earth have to suffer willingly for God in purgatory. That's why you skip a section, and then he gives this famous verse that we know, "Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you were to go with your opponents before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge. Your opponent is a devil. Turn you over to the judge, Jesus. The judge will hand you over to the constable, the angels, and the constable will throw you into prison, purgatory. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." Talking about purgatory. So we have four types of servants: heaven, hell, severe purgatory, light purgatory. Jesus talking about how he wants the Holy Spirit to come on earth so that we love God so much that we're willing to suffer for him. If we are not willing to do that, that we settle with our opponent on the way, as he says in verse 57, or else we will have to go to prison until we have paid the last penny. So four types of servants: Holy Spirit, suffering, purgatory. There is a connection. The Holy Spirit is the one that transforms us so incredibly that we are willing to perfectly suffer for Jesus for the salvation of souls. This is what Jesus wants and what it means to be a saint. If we do not allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives right now and to transform us into children of God who are willing to suffer for him and do anything for him, not just love him with feelings, but love him with action and suffering, caritas, not just philia, then we will have to go to purgatory. And in purgatory, I would say, theologically speaking, and argue that it is the Holy Spirit that is shaping with his fiery love those souls in purgatory. He is doing the transformation and the sanctifying there just as much as he does it here. There you go. Despite the fact that no one talks about the Holy Spirit being active in purgatory, I do, and I'm starting to. And I would say that he is a principal agent at work there. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.